2 Chronicles chapter 12. When the kingdom of Rehoboam was established and he had made himself strong, he forsook the law of Yahweh. Well, this is what so often happens. When people get established in life, then they turn away from God. Somebody, as a young person at school or at college, is trusting in God to get me through my exams, get me set up in my career, trusting in God to get me a wife or a husband and get me set up in life. But once you are apparently set up in life and you have made yourself strong, as it were, then the temptation is to forget God. And we must beware of that. And this is where these ancient histories really speak to us today. It happened in the 5th year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they trespassed against Yahweh. He came with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. The people were without number who came with him out of Egypt, the Lubim, Sukim, and Ethiopians. He took the fortified cities which belonged to Judah and came to Jerusalem. Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah, who had gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak. And he said to them, "Thus says Yahweh, you have forsaken me, therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak." Then the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, "Yahweh is righteous." When Yahweh saw that they humbled themselves, the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, saying, "They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. My wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service." So, again, it's a question of humility, that because they were humble, God changed his intentions. And you keep seeing this on every page of the Bible, that to be humble is so significant. And they had to learn, though, yet more. They had to learn to be servants. And that's why he says that they will be slaves or servants of Shishak, that they may know how to serve me. So when you go through situations, like maybe you're in a position at school or in the workplace where you feel that, look, I'm just a slave, I'm slaving away here. Yeah, it is actually to teach you service to God. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of Yahweh and the treasures of the king's house. He took it all away, and the shields of gold that Solomon had made. And Rehoboam made in their place shields of brass. And he committed them to the hands of the captains of the guard. It was so that as often as the king entered into the house of Yahweh, the guard came and carried them back into the guard room. When he humbled himself, the wrath of Yahweh turned from him, so as not to destroy him altogether. And in Judah there were good things found. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. He was 41 when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Naamah the Ammonitess. He did that which was evil because he didn't set his heart to seek Yahweh. Well, that's the summary of this man. Although there were times when he did humble himself before God. Just shows man can come down very small before God, all humble, and yet all the same turn away in the end from God. So when we come down small before God, as we all do sometimes when we have a crisis, you've got to stay small. You've got to stay humble. Not be like Rehoboam. Come down humble and then slip back to the old ways of trusting in your own strength. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, aren't they written in the histories of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the prophet? There were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his place.